Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
B. Scott, I am really over this. I think a lot of Texans fans are over this. We get this often. Like, I'm at a loss of words. This, I think it is ridiculous that we have no kind of clarity at all on Christian Harris.
Zero, actually. The only thing that is clear about Christian Harris is that he ain't played and that there is no foreseeable timeline for when he will play. The only thing that's clear is the lack of clarity.
And listen, clearly they don't have a need to say anything because they won't, and there's obviously they're not forced to. And D'Amico said, y'all asking me every week about that. That was about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah,
and now it's just done. He ain't got like this. It feels like the guy's going to be out for the year. That's what it feels like. But nobody knows what the problem is. Honest to God, I think it's a calf.
It's a calf.
That's the last thing we've heard. Right? It's a calf. Do you know what kind of injury this is? It's not. It can't be no damn strained calf for 4+ months. Like, is this an Achilles? It is wild to me that we've got no understanding of any idea of what this is. One of their best players defensively. And it's just like, Christian Harris, does anybody, maybe this is completely wrong to me. I think we have reached a point where the fan base and people around, we should know what the hell, like some kind of an update.
Oh, my God.
Some kind of an update on what the injury is.
And let me tell you the problem.
Maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like this is ridiculous.
Well, aside from just transparency and open communication and appreciation for that, aside from that, here's where the problem comes up. With not having that clarity, with not getting that information that you're talking about, folks get to just make stuff up. You get to start letting your imagination run wild. And maybe not the media, not people who are paid to be responsible about it, but fans certainly get to just start making stuff up. Whatever your theory is, whatever your conspiracy theory is on exactly what's going on with Christian Harris, why not? Why not think it? Because it's not like anybody's done anything to quell the concern or to die down whatever the chatter is. So, yeah, when you fail to communicate openly, honestly, and transparently and clearly, you allow it to muddy the waters. There is no clear messaging on it. And so whatever you think is going on with Christian Harris, you get to allow yourself to think it because they're not straightening the record for you. Is it a strain? Is it a tear? Is it an Achilles? Is it really the calf?
There's not a 4-month strain, is there?
No, Ron.
Okay, I want to make sure. I'm not a medical guy. You've been out there covering it, and Tyler, we've looked at. Has he practiced?
No.
No. He went to that one practice where he re-entered it and he was just running.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't in pads. It was like a Saturday practice.
And then he vanished again.
And we have not seen him out.
Yeah, because he hurt himself. He re-aggravated. He was hurt.
And we never saw him.
Like the reality is, and I feel pretty comfortable saying this, he shouldn't have practiced that day. He wasn't ready.
Seems like it, yeah.
He wasn't ready.
I would think so.
Yeah, no, he wasn't ready. It wasn't just a matter of, you hurt something, then you hurt it again. not necessarily a re-aggravation, just a double injury. It wasn't that. He wasn't ready. He shouldn't have practiced at that point. And I'm going to say this, man. Look, I wish that the Texans would just come out and say, Christian Harris has a torn calf and we don't know what the timetable is for his return, but we are hopeful that it is sooner rather than later. If that be the case. Because I don't know. I'm not saying that he's got a torn calf.
Would that be fixable? I'm sorry.
But I would hope that would have been announced, right? That they are going to fix it.
They're all fixable.
I just don't know what the reason would be to keep that information to yourself or to keep that as close to the vest as they've kept it.
HIPAA?
But I mean, think about it, man. It's so damn far down the road. Like, we're on their this is their 10th game. This is their 10th game.
I thought he was going to miss 4 weeks.
No, I always knew. I could tell that he was going to miss more than that. But I didn't.
I'm just talking about when they put him on IR, I thought, oh, he's going to miss 4 weeks.
Yeah, so.
All right, maybe five.
So, in the locker room and just being around, you started to get the sense that he wasn't coming back soon. But I figured by week 10, if he wasn't back, we at the very least would have an understanding for what his timetable was. Like, we'd see him maybe working off to the side. Y'all know how it is at practice, where the injured guys or the rehabilitating guys are off to a side field and not participating with the team. I figured maybe we'd see a little bit of that by now.
I haven't seen that either.
There's none of that.
Honest to God, Tyler, could you imagine that during that entire 3-month-plus odyssey of Kyle Tucker that Joe and Dana just never spoke about it?
Yeah, we at least got like a BS sentence here and there.
They just never spoke about it. Like, they just never said anything about it.
And then
I just kept on going.
Put him on milk cartons?
Oh, but not just that. Not just not saying anything about it, but getting a little bit indignant about the fact that somebody dare to ask about this player who last I saw and last I checked was really good.
Text really line, good? And to the point that you've just made, Brandon, text line, are we sure Harris actually exists? Or is he still alive?
This one of those Mandela effect situations?
Seems like he's AI at this point.
We just made this linebacker up in our heads collectively. He just disappeared. It's like the Monopoly Man's monocle. You thought it was there all those years, and turns out it just wasn't.
I'll be honest with you. I respect the strategy. There's about 2 weeks I forgot.
Out of sight, out of mind.
I forgot again. I didn't even know Jerry Hughes went on IR. So missed that. But I mean, I've just completely forgot Christian. He is one of the most important. I mean, coming into the year, he was easily one of the top 10 most important players on this team.
Whew. Yeah. And look, it ain't no shame in having a season-ending injury. Like, you don't want it to happen. But what is the doggone secret is the part that I don't get. And they don't necessarily owe these answers about the injuries. It just doesn't make sense to withhold it.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to give the information, but what's the point in that?
Because even back in the year, you're always at those press conferences. By the way, 713-572-4610. Like, are you one that feels like the Texans? Let's go there. Are you one that feels like the Texans should be a little bit more forthcoming on what's happening with Christian Harris?
It feels
because I know some fans can get to a space of, hey, no, they just like someone texting. I just believe in DeMeco.
No, that's fine. So do I.
But do you believe that the Texans should be more forthcoming?
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.